That's my five-part investigation on New York's finest. Pizzerias, that is.
Do you believe the garbage they have on local news?
Oh, yeah, I know. Now, what was number two? Was it Giuseppe's or Antonio's?
Still ahead, record snowstorms are due to hit local ski areas this weekend.
Oh, my, doesn't skiing sound like fun?
You know what sounds like a lot of fun is this two-for-one takeout thing at the Taste of Naples.
Oh, we'd be outdoors, the cold, fresh wind in our faces.
Well, that's fine. When the pizza gets here, we'll take it in the backyard.
Mike, I'm serious.
Kate, I can't afford a ski trip.
Oh, I can. I got some money left for my last modeling job.
Look, Kate, don't take this in a patronizing way, but I do like to pay for the little woman.
Then I suggest you find one.
Well, hey, what I'm saying is just that I would feel a lot more comfortable doing things that I can afford, like taking us out to dinner.
I am tired of hiding in the bathroom while you order Happy Meals.
Well, I didn't hear you complaining when you got the pirate hat. All right, I'll take you skiing.
Oh, yes, yes.
But I am paying, and that's that.
Mike, what does it matter who pays?
Because, Kate, I am a man. And if nothing else, I've got my pride. Oh, please, 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 Carol, can I borrow some money?
I have three words for you. No way.
That's only two.
No way, stumphead.
Fine, Carol, I'll pay for this trip out of my own pocket.
They accept lint?
Hi, can I have the number for the White Mountain Lodge, please? Thank you.
Mike, why don't you just let Kate pay?
Look, Luke, this is far too complicated for you to understand.
Mike pays big man. Kate pays big wuss.
Well, that's pretty doggone complicated. Yes, can you tell me how much your cheapest but most impressive room is? $300? Oh, well, don't you have anything cheaper, like a room someone was murdered in? Or... that's $275? Do you have anything else? A free room. But only if I bring 20 paying customers with me? Okay, I'll take it. Yeah, that's right. Seaver, party of 20. Book it, Dano. Fine, book it, Maurice. Hey, Luke, how would you like to go skiing this weekend for only $50?
Well, I've been saving my allowance. But one question, where are you going to find 19 other saps stupid enough to pay for your ski trip?
You want me to invite the entire Dewey High Chess Club skiing? Mike, the chess club is the valley of the geefers. These guys won't want to ski.
But Ben, they'll listen to you. You're their president.
I tried to resign. I started crying.
Well, that's just the kind of gentle souls that I'd like to chaperone.
Mike, these guys are too uncoordinated to ski. Last week, Leo Plotnik got his toe stuck in his fly.
It's no problem. It's perfect. They don't have to ski. They just have to pay.
So what's in this for me?
Well, you'll have Jack Frost nipping at your nose, and you'll have a gorgeous ski bunny nipping at your...
18 sign-ups, and I made them all pay cash. Well, if you'll excuse me, I have to go sew some Olympic patches on my jacket.
All right, mission accomplished!
All right, but one question.
Yes.
What are you and Kate going to do surrounded by 18 doofy with cheese in their braces?
You're right. Now, who do I know who's gullible enough to chaperone a herd of nerds?
The tall guy said, "Dot for Ink and Dom, dot for Min Fru."
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Oh, I'm taking Carol to the Swedish Film Festival.
We're seeing My Life as a Dog.
Oh, well, Carol, why would you pay money to see that? You live it.
For your information, Dwight and I are getting pretty fed up with the way you guys treat me.
That's right. I've had an earful, and I don't want to hear you comparing my girlfriend to a Swedish film again. Know what I mean, Jelly Bean?
Look, Dwight, we're ashamed of ourselves. Hey, how about I make it up to you, huh? What would you say to a ski trip this weekend at the White Mountain Lodge for $100?
Oh, no, please. This ski trip is enough. I couldn't possibly accept $100.
No, Dwight, you would pay.
Oh, that's better. Okay, yeah, count us in.
Okay.
Do we bring our own lederhosen?
No, you can rent. There's a lederhosen stand. Wait, Dwight, I almost forgot the best part. See, you'll be driving up on a bus with 20 teenage chess players.
Yippee-yay, yokai-yay.
Yeah, and, well, what was I thinking? You will have to check their names off a list as they get on the bus.
You kidding? For a cheap ski trip, I'd check their teeth.
Okay, well, great. Just one other thing. When you tell Carol about this, make her think it was your idea. Okay, and let the bus ride be a surprise. Women love that kind of stuff.
Mike, you're so good to me. Honey. I'd just like to go skiing this weekend.
With you?
And no chess players.
Oh, Dwight, you are so good to me.
Mike, you want to take Ben and Luke and a bunch of teenagers on a weekend ski trip.
Uh-huh. We're going to have a big problem with that, young man.
Well, Dwight and Carol are coming.
Have a good time, son.
Jason, look, I feel better knowing that Carol's going, but didn't you cave in a little easily?
I didn't cave, Maggie. I calculated quickly. I've just bought us our first weekend alone since Chrissy was born.
Daddy, can you turn on the water when I get upstairs?
What are you doing?
Making cement.
Whoa. Hey, wait, how would you like to make some cement at Grandma Irma's this weekend?
Great. I just wish you said something before I schlepped the gravel upstairs.
Bonjour, tis I, Jody Creedmore. Is there something different about this room?
No.
Too bad.
Is there something different about your hair?
No.
Ooh.
Hey. Who's this little fella?
This is my son, Max.
Hey, give me five, Max.
Yeah.
He must really like you. He usually only does that to his grandparents. Anywho, we're going away this weekend. Could you keep an eye on our house? You know, take in the papers, the mail, the goat cheese.
Hey, if it helps you get out of town, we're thrilled.
Well, kiss, kiss. Bye-bye.
Rich, rich. Gang, gang.
My drive-up was wonderful. Look at this bungalow. It's huge. You could sleep 20 people here.
Yeah, with any luck.
I can't believe you got us this enormous place all to ourselves.
Yeah, well, actually,
Hey, isn't this the same busload of kids that followed us all the way up here?
Yeah, it is. Listen, Kate, I got kind of a confession I want to make to you. You see, I sort of arranged for a small group of kids to come join us.
Join us?
Yeah, a very well-behaved, small, well-chaperoned group of kids will hardly notice.
Okay, space fans! Let's get stupid!
Excuse me. Ben! Ben, what's going on? This cannot be the chess club.
How can you tell?
Well, hey, you. If I challenge your queen with my rook, what would you do?
Turn you upside down and make a wish?
Come on, Mike. I didn't want to spend the weekend with nerds on ice, so I invited the biggest party animals in school.
Ben, how am I supposed to have a nice weekend with Kate with all these hornball party dogs around?
You're right. I see your point. Let's send Kate home on the next bus.
Yeah.
Oh, I said chess club members?
Well, you got one. Leo Lime Tongue Plotnik.
Lime Tongue?
Well, his tongue is green. He only eats green things.
Or at least that's the explanation we can live with.
I'd be glad to wax them for you.
I don't need my skis waxed.
I'm not talking about your skis.
Mike! Okay, all prisoner and accounted for. Oh, by the way, Mike, you didn't mention that I had to drive the bus.
Wait, you weren't supposed to drive the bus.
Oh. Well, that's why that guy was cussing at me while we drove away.
No, I will not participate in anything called a moonathon. Where are the rooms? All I want to do is get away from these screaming banshees. They were dancing on top of the bus.
No, Carol, you cannot go hide in your room. You and Dwight are here to chaperone.
Yeah, we talked dental hygiene, we talked lederhosen, but there was no mention of chaperoning.
Whoa, excuse me. I went out of my way to get you and Carol this bargain trip. And now, when I need you the most, you don't have a couple extra minutes to keep an eye on some fun, starved kids?
That's right. I've been a pig.
Selfish. That's better. Okay, now come here. The boys' rooms are over here on the right, and the girls are on the left.
Whatever you do, don't play chess with the big guy.
Could I have your attention?
Mike, this time you have pushed things too far. I only came up here because Dwight said you invited us out of the goodness of your heart.
Carol, you've known me for 20 years. Does that sound like me?
No.
Now go shout.
Call me old-fashioned, but 20 kids pantsing the bellhop, it's not exactly my idea of a romantic weekend.
Hey, one guy seems to be enjoying it. Don't worry about the kids. They'll be fine.
Mr. Siever?
Who are you?
I'll be with you in a second, Limetone.
Look, Kate, it's gonna be fine. Carol's in charge of the kids, and we won't even notice them once they hit the slope.
Oh, that's what I came to tell you, sir. There's no snow. The ski area is completely shut down. Something to do with Tropical Depression Irv.
Oh, snow?
You know what? I'm excited, too. I'm allergic to snow. Now we can break out the chessboards and have a hootenanny.
Look, your hoot master is named Carol. Okay? She's the one who looks like she tasted earwax.
Mike, if these kids can't ski, they're gonna tear this place apart.
Kate, relax. That's the beauty of my plan. See, it's not our problem. It's Carol's. Carol, what happened?
It's my ankle. She slipped on some ice.
What ice? There is no ice.
I spilled my Fanta.
Fear nothing, beloved. I'm going to get a doctor. You're in no condition to chaperone.
Well, mister, I like to pay for the little woman. Looks like you're in charge now.
Say, why don't you ditch Brillo head and let's get stupid?
Just you and I in this big house, all by ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever shall we do?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's coming from the Creedmoors. It must be their stupid house alarm.
Did somebody break in?
God, I hope so. Maybe they'll shut the alarm off. Hello. Yes, I'm calling to report a house alarm going off at 17 Robin Hood Lane. And yes, I know I have a very nice speaking voice, thank you. But no, I don't want you to come over. I would just like you to notify the police. Good, you'll send somebody over? When? Between 20 minutes and 6 hours? No, that's ridiculous. We got a crisis and the 911 operator's flirting with me.
That's unprofessional of her.
Him.
Someone let the cake out in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again.
Is it 9:30 already? Time
to turn in.
First there's no snow, and now I have to go to bed early? You are worse than my mother.
I paid for a fun weekend, and I'm gonna have fun, whether I party or snowplow your face. Good night.
Oh, I'll carry you to your room, my darling. I have to go do a bed check.
This is so romantic, just like in Gone with the Wind. Margaret.
My Scarlet.
My God.
We haven't had 2 minutes alone. I have spent more time with Green Tongue.
Lime Tongue.
Do something.
Go suck an avocado.
Ooh, baby.
Look, Kate, look, I know that this trip has gotten off to a rocky start, but listen, we're alone now, okay? So what do you say we make some hot cocoa and we snuggle by the fire?
Ah, great.
Okay, come on.
Go, 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 go!
What's that?
It was just the wind.
Well, I'm turning in now. Kids are all in their beds playing mixed doubles for Cheesy.
Mixed doubles?
In their beds?
Yeah, I said something about shirts and skins.
You better make sure no one scores.
Jason, for the umpteenth time, why don't we just check into a hotel?
Maggie, we're not going to an expensive hotel just because we have thoughtless neighbors. I have better things to do with my $36.50.
Well, why don't you just try blocking the sound out of your mind? Pretend it's the ocean.
Oh, Maggie, the ocean doesn't make my ears bleed. Hello, yes, I've called several times tonight about this house alarm going... Yes, I'm the one with the nice speaking voice. Oh, great. Good. What, the alarm company's sending somebody over. That's terrific. When? Monday morning. Listen to me. I am the burglar. I'm standing in the dining room. I'm looking at the china cabinet. And if you don't send somebody right away, the gravy boat goes. Sending somebody over. All right, when? 20 minutes to 6 hours?
Now, Jason, don't do anything foolish.
Maggie, do I look like I'm about to do something foolish?
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
You know this clown, huh?
Oh, officer, this is no clown. This is a loving husband and a respected psychiatrist.
Right, which is why he was up a ladder in his pajamas trying to slap shot your neighbor's burglar alarm. Sure.
When you put it that way, it sounds silly, but I had...
Officer, it's that alarm. It's driving my husband out of his mind.
A short trip, I'm sure.
Can't you do something?
I could pistol whip him.
No, about the alarm.
Oh. Well, my partner's already on that, man.
Thank you. You're a prince.
Cool it. Look, pal, that stuff may work on the 911 operator. But I'm a different breed of cat. Man.
Hey. Ooh. Officer.
Because you could have let me pay for a simple trip.
No, Kate, if it had just snowed, and if Ben had invited the chess club, and Carol hadn't slipped on that soda, and Lime Tongue hadn't have been born, and...
Mike, because of your stupid pig-headed pride, nobody had fun this weekend.
Get in,
I hope she dismounts him before he drives us home.
Next time, whoever has the money... pays.
I'll get it. Bad news, there's a blizzard. The roads are closed until tomorrow.
Yeah! Let's get stupid!
I'm trapped, and all I want to do is get out of here.
Kate, I'm afraid we're sort of stuck here another night.
What?
Mike, that was the front desk. They said if you want to stay another night, they need $1,000 deposits.
Kate, remember what you said about whoever has the money pays?
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, it turns out that Luke and Honest Abe Lincoln share a birthday and possibly have a whole lot more in common. Coming up next on Family Affair, a pretty new substitute teacher, played by guest star June Lockhart, has a strange effect on Jody.